Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and this week we're going to talk about Clone Wars. Drawing a blank because I know they changed it. Was it class? Yes, Class 1 vehicles. It's just like Phase 1 vehicles. That makes no sense. Class 1 vehicles. I used to call them mini vehicles, small vehicles, or mini rigs, but they are now being called Class 1 vehicles. I received the Series 3. There's only one new vehicle in Series 3. And, of course, I've got Series 1, which I don't really think I've talked about much yet, so let's look at all of these. Series 3 is probably the reason you're here, because this is the new one that you probably haven't seen yet. It's available on our website, in stock right now, as part of a case, and I'm going to go get these and come right back and tell you about these exciting items. Let's get started with the Star Wars Clone Wars Republic Attack Dropship with Clone Pilot. Right now, I believe this is the last known scheduled Class 1 vehicle, and it could be the last one for the year. I don't know, it might not be. But basically you get a vehicle, a clone pilot with a new helmet, and a really cool troop deploy backpacks. The vehicle is modeled after the Republic gunship and can seat one figure. The pilot fits in there, but just barely. He kind of stands up and it's a very, very tight fit. If they gave him like an extra 3 or 4 millimeters of clearance, it'd fit a lot better, but they didn't. It's pretty neat. I'm going to pick it up right now. It has positionable cannons and can be put in a variety of different poses, ranging from standing up in sort of a troop deploy mode or flat in a fighter mode. And in fighter mode, you swing the wings back, put the cannons forward, push the cannon forward, because there's another cannon, and then you lay it down on your desk or table, and using the backpacks at the bottom to prop it up, it'll stand up just fine. And you can also take it again, rotate back the top wings and gun, kick back the kickstand, put the cannons forward, and it'll stand up like normal. It's pretty cool. It's colored like a regular Episode II Republic gunship. It has two firing rockets, squeeze wing guns. You can deploy troopers. It's hard to I really need pictures on it. I need to do more videos for you people. But basically, imagine that the back area of a gunship has been removed, and this little thing has been put back there, which is actually a bunch of guns and two backpacks tabbed together. You can put clone trooper figures in there, and if you squeeze the wings together, it'll drop, and they can separate and attack droids. It's really cool. It's a nice big accessory. Getting the figures to fit, a little tricky, but it's a clever design. It really does feel like one of the old Kenner mini-rigs from the 1980s, with the big difference of this time around, it has a little bit more going for it in the way of action features, because the original mini-rigs didn't really fire rockets, and at best they had one mechanism, and this one's got a couple. So as far as bang for the buck goes, now that these smaller vehicles are closer to $20, they've packed more into it. And the pilot's really cool, too, using the newer clone trooper body. It looks like the package on the photo has... The photo on the package has ball-jointed hips. The figure does not. He includes a blaster. And like I said, you can barely squeeze him in there. You can kind of get his hands on the controls. It's not a perfect fit, but he does fit. So it's worth getting just for the clone trooper pilot. It's a new helmet sculpt, and for me, that's really all I want. But the vehicle itself is really cool, and I'm glad I have it, because I like weird, mutated, smaller versions of the big vehicles, and this is absolutely that. I can't complain, other than the fact it's a little tough to get. But, of course, we have it on our website, so check the Republic Attack Dropship with Clone Pilot for availability. And since we've got some time, let's look at Wave 1 real quick. Wave 1 included the Stap with Battle Droid. This is a reissue of the one from 1998 in new colors. The Stap itself is more of a reddish-brown color, orangish-brown color. The Battle Droid is very similar to the previous releases, only they changed the damage a little bit. It still has the classic backpack, the painted-on eyes, the damage around the legs. It's pretty cool. The Sith Speeder with Darth Maul is a reuse of the 1999 Sith Speeder with a new paint job. Darth Maul is expertly designed to fit in the vehicle and sit down inside with no problems. He also includes a lightsaber, display stand, and macro binoculars. It's a good vehicle figure set, but it is very similar to one you may already have. If you have Darth Maul's movie Sith Speeder from any of its previous releases, it's the same mold. It still has the firing Sith probe droid, but it is painted in an interesting way, and that to me is usually worthwhile. The Naboo Royal Starfighter is a re-release of the Anakin with one about 2 years ago from Clone Wars. This time it comes with Obi-Wan Kenobi with a new headset. Obi-Wan Kenobi is the vintage Obi-Wan Kenobi figure. Interestingly enough, if you're like me and you're a little worried about bending the plastic piece around his hips, all you have to do on this figure is rotate his hips around and rotate his knees around, and it'll sit just fine and nothing has to bend, if you get what I'm saying. I wish I had a picture. But it's a nice figure. It has a lightsaber. The vehicle is really cool if you don't already have it, but it's fundamentally the exact same vehicle that was released in the Clone Wars line over the last couple of years. And rounding out Wave 1, so we got the Stapp, we got Sith, we got Obi-Wan, and it is the movie-style clone trooper speeder bike, bark speeder. It includes an Episode 3 vintage-style clone trooper. It has the ball-jointed hips, the bend-and-swivel wrists. It's basically the Attack of the Clones 2011 clone trooper vintage figure with an Episode 3 helmet. The Episode 3 helmet really doesn't look like it belongs there, but if you stick a helmet on a figure, it's basically going to look okay. It's the size seems a little off, the deco seems a little off, but he still fits on the vehicle okay, and that's what, for me, is one of the most important things. It includes two blaster rifles, two blaster pistols, and a rocket launcher, in addition to the figure, the vehicle, and the display stand, which is pretty good because, honestly, $18 for a bark speeder, even though it has rolling wheels, and I really do enjoy rolling wheels on my bark speeders, doesn't necessarily seem like a bargain. So it's really nice that they threw in some extra guns, because it's something you can use with your other figures. I would be very happy if they included an extra trooper, but of course then it might be too good of a deal. It's a nice item for the price. It could be better, but, you know, that's true with everything. You know, with China manufacturing and the minimum wage going up over there, this is probably going to happen a little bit more, but these are all pretty good items. I think I can never remember the name, Republic Attack Dropship. They keep changing the names on me during developments. Like, there's a Republic, there's Assault, there's Dropship, there's Fighter. It's a lot of similar things. It's probably like the mini rigs. It took me 10 years to get those straight. But I like this one. I like this one a lot. I also like the scuba gear from the last wave, and I'm a big fan of the Assault Fighter. But I'd say what they're doing, the new stuff is really, really good. Like last year. There's a Y-Wing Scout Trooper. Clearly, I'm not in any position to speak this morning. The Y-Wing Scout Bomber is a great mini-rig as well, and one of my all-time favorites. The Republic dropship is a little bit more ambitious, and it does a lot more. So that's why some of the features aren't exactly perfect, I think. It's nice to see that they're incorporating new features and they're trying things. And honestly, with the Republic gunship being so hard to get, it's nice they put out a smaller, cheaper version for the kids. It'll be even nicer if the kids have any chance of finding them, which I don't know if they necessarily will, because Wave 3 of the smaller Class 1 vehicles only includes one of the dropship per case, as well as three vehicles from Wave 1. None of the Wave 2 vehicles are carried forward. So these could be a little hard to get for now. Stay tuned to our website for new case packs, individual vehicles, and what have you, because we are breaking up cases all the time. We have full cases. We are excited to sell you vehicles. And go to our website right now to see what we have. Thanks for listening. Twitter.com/EntEarth for Entertainment Earth on Twitter. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter or give us a call and get our mail order catalog when you order, because we got a new one coming out. I edited a lot of it last week. It's looking exciting. Lots of new stuff, and I think you'll appreciate it. So thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. See you next time.